Our next story on the world is about a mountain in Bolivia named Cerro Rico. It's a place where you could say wealth and poverty exist side by side. The mountain's been mined for silver and other valuable metals for centuries, but the miners, of course, see little of the resulting wealth, though they risk their lives to extract it. In fact, Cerro Rico is also nicknamed the Mountain That Eats Men, and yet many of the miners are not men, they're boys. The BBC's Katarina Mo visited Cerro Rico to see the conditions for herself. I asked her to tell me what she saw.
A lot of the entrances into the mines are so low and cramped, so you literally have to crouch down. And as you're walking through, everywhere you shine your light, all you can see is a cloud of dust. The walls around you were really jagged. People were running past you with wheelbarrows, and they were usually boys who did that job. We had these little torchlights on our heads. That was the only light. I was walking left, right for perhaps half an hour, but I was so completely disorientated. I just didn't know where I was. It's like a rabbit warren of tunnels.
Yeah, so that kid is pushing a wheelbarrow. It doesn't sound exactly like industrial mining. Why is this mine important for Bolivia?
Well, mining is hugely important for Bolivia. This mountain was once the world's most famous silver mine in its heyday. It produced 2 billion ounces of silver. And now they're looking for zinc, tin, other metals in addition to silver. But the whole city of Potosí and the people who live up on the Cerro Rico rely on this mine for work.
Now, you met several teenagers who work in the mine. What did they tell you about why they're there, what they're doing there?
Well, they're all there because their families simply don't have enough money. And what was incredible was a 14-year-old was telling me what it was like to feel the effects of toxic gas. He said that, you know, your legs go weak, you start to feel a bit dizzy. He explained that usually they felt that after dynamite exploded in the mine. So, firstly, they're in the mines when dynamite is going off. And secondly, it's incredible that a 14-year-old knows what it feels like to be in that situation. And then I met a boy called Marco. He was 15. He's been working there for about a year now. And he says that he works there mainly at night so that he can go to school during the day. And I asked him if he was ever afraid. And he said that, yes, at night, that he is afraid when he hears these noises. And I think you could probably hear a small clip from the interview that I did with him in the mountain.
Yes, my brother-in-law died from silicosis. He was 25 years old. I want to be something better. I want to get a degree and be a lawyer.
Wow, that's frightening. You can hear his voice. I mean, it is barely broken yet. He's not even a man yet.
Do you know what? He couldn't even look me in the eyes sometimes when we were doing the interview. And actually, shortly after, they started exploding dynamite and the whole area just started shaking. I could feel the floor beneath my feet moving. It was really sad just to know that this was their life and this is what he had to do to help his family survive.
The locals near the Cerro Rico mine have some pretty deep superstitions about this mountain, yeah?
Yeah, so Bolivia is a Catholic country. And the miners that I spoke to are Catholic. But what I found incredible was inside the mines, they worship El Tio, otherwise known as the Uncle. And he is referred to as the devil god of the mines. And every Friday they make offerings to him of coca leaves, cigarettes, alcohol. And they believe that by doing this, he will protect them inside the mines. It's pretty strange to wrap your head around, but LTO is in most of the tunnels.
Fascinating. What exactly does this like idol look like?
He is human size. And when I met LTO, he was sat in a corner. His head had horns. His features were almost human-like. To be honest, he didn't look particularly menacing to me, but the miners fear him.
And right now it sounds like LTO is their best protection.
Unfortunately so. Right now, for the miners, they have more faith in LTO protecting them than the government.
The BBC's Katarina Mo, thanks very much for speaking with us about the Cerro Rico mine down in Bolivia. Appreciate it.
Thank you.